It's time for sports from your local sports leader. Classic Hits 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Welcome to the sports show on this Friday as we start off with track results from the 1A state track meet that began with several area athletes looking to move on from yesterday's prelims to the finals on Saturday at Eastern Illinois University's O'Brien Stadium. From Tautopolis, Carson Zeruzin finished fifth in the 110 hurdles. Brant Niebrugge also holds the third position in the pole vault as each will move on to the finals on Saturday. Aldemont's Ben Radel moved on to the finals in three events. He holds the top spot in the triple jump, is third in the long jump, and is one of the 17 qualifiers who cleared 1.83 meters, which is 6 feet, in the high jump. All 17 will move on. Hayden Summers, also from Aldemont, will compete in the 300 hurdles as he advanced in fourth place. St. Anthony's Calvin Sudkamp will represent the Bulldogs in the high jump Saturday, as he is also one of the 17 to clear that 1.83 meter mark in the high jump. Trenton Monet of Brownstown St. Elmo finished the prelims in fourth in the shot put and will compete Saturday. And while there are no prelims in the 3200, Trevor Crutcher will run in the finals representing Dietrich, and St. Anthony's Camden Blummer will also compete in the 3200 race on Saturday. Results from those who did not advance from the finals but still made it to state. St. Anthony's Noah Flegg was 19th in the 800. Anthony Rowley of T-Town was 15th, and Brock Wendling of Aldemont was 21st in the shot put, while Aldemont's 4x4 relay team of Jacob Johnson, Hayden Bridges, Trent Tedrick, and Hayden Summers finished 19th overall. Trevor Crutcher was 20th, and August Cosart of Cowden-Herrick-Beecher City was 27th in the 1600. Trenton Monet of Brownstown St. Elmo finished 29th in the discus. Cumberland's Reed Carlin was 11th in the 100 and 20th in the 200, while Logan Gerhardt was 42nd in the 300 hurdles. Neoga's 4x800 relay team of Lucas Keller, Jayton Hanflon, Caden Bryant, and Brett Mattisis finished 18th overall, while Newton's Owen Shackman was 19th in the 110 hurdles and 36th in the 300 hurdles. Wade Wickham finished 25th in the district and tied for 12th in the pole vault. He missed Saturday's activities by one position. The 4x8 relay team of Jackson Sornberger, Parker Harris, Tanner Whitaker, and Hayden Borgic of Newton were 19th overall, and North Clay was represented by Mason Byers, who was 20th in the 400. Congratulations to all those athletes making it to state, and good luck Saturday to all those that qualified for the finals. Meanwhile, Effingham's athletes will compete today in the prelims in hope of moving on to the finals in the 2A state track meet on Saturday as well in Charleston. They include Max Kistler in the 300 hurdles, Alex Gordon in the 800, and Weldon Dunstan in the 200 meter. State tennis results include St. Anthony's Monet Mossman and Joey B. Trupiano as they compete in doubles competition and so far are 3-0, defeating teams from Crystal Lake South, Mundelein Carmel, and Champaign Centennial. Up next today is a team from Muscoota as Monet Mossman and Joey B. Trupiano are in the quarterfinals. From Tautopolis, Colin Habing went 3-1 and he will continue to compete as he defeated an individual from Normal University, then fell to a player from Chicago Peyton, but picked up wins against Chicago's Brother Rice's entrance and Jerseyville's contestant. He will take on an individual from Johnsburg today in the fourth round consolation bracket. Oliver Lee and Noah Thompson in doubles competition took a similar path with a win, a loss, and a couple of wins to be competing as well today in the fourth round consolation bracket as they take on a team from West Chicago, Wheaton's Academy, in activity at the tennis tournament today. Also, Isaac Street lost his opener to a player from Crystal Lake South, but has since won three in a row and will move on to today's competition as well in the fourth round consolation bracket as he takes on Grant Fleming from Highland today. So best of luck to everybody continuing on to today's activities in tennis. One note at the 3A Baseball Regional at Salem, it was the host team defeating Mattoon soundly, 12-0. That means Effingham will play Salem at 11 a.m. at Salem for the regional championship on Saturday morning. Taking a look at our schedule today, it includes Windsor Stu Straws and Casey Westfield for the 1A Casey Westfield Sectional Championship. You can catch that softball game on KJ Country 102.3 with the pregame show at 4:15 and again first pitch at 4:30. 2A Vandalia Sectional has Columbia at Newton. That gets underway at 4 o'clock for their title matchup. 3A Marion Regional, it will be Marion and Carbondale at 4:30 in the championship as well today. Want to let you know that the Illinois Trap Shooting State Tournament will take place at Brittany Shooting Park in Bunker Hill over the weekend. Participants in Class 1A will compete on Saturday the 31st, while teams in 2A will compete on Sunday, June the 1st. Several of our area schools have trap teams and will be sending representatives there, so best of luck to those shooters. Lakeland College's Baseball World Series run has come to a close as they fell to Salt Lake by a score of 12-2, but they still finish in the final four in the JUCO World Series. Congratulations to Noah Dill of Dietrich, Caden Altoff of Totopolis, and Nathan Stemke of Aldemont, all local participants on that Lakeland team. Stemke went 1-for-3 yesterday with an RBI. Caden Altoff got the start. He pitched two innings and he actually took the loss, but they had asked a lot of Caden through this postseason run, and it looked like he just ran out of gas a little bit, as Caden Altoff has had a wonderful career for Lakeland and will be moving on to a four-year university in South Carolina, I do believe, to continue his baseball career at the next level. Well, the first week of Illinois County Fair harness racing is in the books, and stables from Effingham County have already scored 5 victories as Trixie's Sugar Baby got things started by winning the Illinois Standardbred Association 3-year-old filly trot at Martinsville for owner trainer driver Darla Martin Lohman of Effingham. Lohman returned on Monday to capture one of the crown jewels of the Illinois Fair Circuit, training Betting on You, winning the 75th anniversary edition of the Great Midwest Trot, owned by Larry Lawnnecker of Sumner. The 3-year-old went to wire. Also Monday, Lohman won the top line stakes for trotters at age 3 and older, as Fireball's Pride went the distance for the 12th win of his career. Owned by Lohman and Doring, the 4-year-old gelding has won over $70,000 lifetime. At the Greene County Fair in Carrollton Wednesday, Aldemont's Bart Seals sent 3 horses to the post, and all 3 came home winners. Variant and Fox Valley Barbie swept both divisions of the ISSA 2-year-old filly pace, while Truly a Winner won her division of the ISSA event for sophomore filly pacers. Seals' sister Penny White of Aldemont also owns interest in Fox Valley Barbie, which represents her initial venture as a racehorse owner. Horses owned by Jackson Loy and Candy Herzog of Beecher City, as well as Jacob Radel of Edgewood, have also scored top 3 finishes during the first week of the fair season, as the racing circuit next moves to Macoupin County Fair at Carlinville on June the 3rd, as well as the Macon County Fair in Decatur on the 4th and the 7th. Thanks to Kurt Becker for informing us of the racing results. Taking a look at the national sports scene quickly, it was New York keeping their season alive as they defeated Indiana by a score of 111-94. Indiana leads that series still 3-2 and will look to close it out at home against New York at 7 o'clock on Saturday evening. Meanwhile, in hockey action, it was Edmonton defeating Dallas by a score of 6-3. Ending that series, Edmonton won it 4-1. They will now take on Florida in a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Finals. First game will be Wednesday the 4th at Florida at Edmonton. And the Cardinals and Cubs return to action today. The Reds will be at Chicago to take on the Cubs with a 1:20 first pitch. St. Louis at Texas at 7:05 tonight. That's a busy check of sports. Keep in mind, softball action for you on KJ Country 102.3 this afternoon. It's Windsor Stu Straws and Casey Westfield for the sectional championship. And again, coverage on KJ Country 102.3. First pitch at 4:15, or the pregame show at 4:15. First pitch at 4:30 this afternoon. That is sports. I'm Matt Robinson reporting.